今天经文在马可福音14章32到42节，是听神的话语。他们来到一个地方名叫客西马尼，门徒说，你们坐在这里等我祷告。于是带着彼得、雅各、约翰同去，就惊恐起来，极其难过，对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死，你们在这里等候警醒。他就稍往前去，伏伏在地祷告说，倘若可行，便叫那时候过去。他说，阿爸父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去，然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。耶稣回来见他们睡着了，就对彼得说，西门，你们睡觉吗？不能警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。耶稣又去祷告，说的话还是与先前一样，又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛甚是困倦，他们也不知道怎么回答。第三次来对他们说，现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吧，够了，时候到了，看哪，人子被卖在罪人手里了，起来我们走吧，看哪，那卖我的人进了。
谢谢。
We're taking a break from the book of Nehemiah.
我们前阵子都在讲尼希米记。
So today I'm going to speak on the disappointment of Jesus.
今天我们要讲一个不同的题目，叫做耶稣的失望。
You know, Philip Yancey wrote a well-known book called Disappointment with God.
一位基督教作家叫杨斐利，他写一本书叫做耶稣的失望。
And he was trying to answer the problem of suffering in our lives.
他讲的是我们要尝试回答我们生命中的苦难。
I think maybe he should write another book, a sequel,Disappointment with men.
他应该写一个续集，就是对人的失望。
Especially when we read about how Jesus is disappointed by his disciples, not once, but three times.
我们在这边看到耶稣对他的门徒的失望，不只是一次，是到了三次。
You know, Jesus asked them to pray at the most crucial moment of their life, of his life.
耶稣叫他们在他生命中最重要的时刻替他祷告警醒。
But they slept.
但是他们睡着了。
And, you know, this isn't the first time God has been disappointed by his people.
这不是神第一次对他的子民感到失望。
In fact, God has written the Bible for us to show how many times we men disappoint him.
整本圣经都讲到说我们人怎么样使神失望。
Particularly starting with the nation of Israel.
特别是从以色列这个国家开始。
Time and time again, Israel disappointed God in their disobedience to His covenant.
一次又一次，以色列民使神一次又一次的失望。
And Christians, I'm sure today are still disappointing Him.
我们现今的基督徒相信还是在让神失望。
And even the church that He called His bride has disappointed Him.
即使他的教会，他称为心腹的教会，也是使他失望。
Because we are not concerned with his command to go and make disciples of all nations.
因为教会不关心做大使命使万民做他的门徒的这个使命。
And we have not heed that great commandment of his to love one another as the body of Christ.
我们不听从他的教导，爱人如己的教导。
And we only care about our own personal desires and preferences.
我们只关心我们自己的偏好和喜好。
Even if they are spiritual ones.
即使那些属灵的人。
You know, according to the Gospel of Mark, the Son of Man is about to die a most excruciating, painful death on the cross.
我们这边看到这个人子即将要承受这样子最痛苦的方式来死去。
And in this particular incident, he instructed his disciples to watch and pray, but they were all sleeping away.
耶稣叫他的门徒在这时候来警醒祷告，但是他们都睡了。
While Jesus was sweating away in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying for himself.
耶稣在客西马尼园的时候在流着汗，然后来祷告。
In his prayer, Jesus pleaded three times with his father to take away the cup of suffering.
耶稣在这个中间祷告了三次，求父把这个杯撤去。
And he also told his disciples three times to watch and pray that they not fall into temptation.
他也为他的门徒叫他门徒三次祷告。
But they disappointed him.
但是这些门徒让耶稣失望了。
Even when the prayer was for their own good.
即使这个祷告是对他们来讲是有益处的。
And so let's look at the three disappointments Jesus had in this occasion.
我们来看看这个中间耶稣的三次失望。
Verses 32 to 38. In verses 32, Jesus took his disciples with him, except for Judas, to go to this place called the Garden of Gethsemane to pray.
耶稣把这些门徒除了犹大之外的其他门徒带到这克西马尼这个地方。
And when he reached there, he said, "Stay here while I pray."
他们说，你们坐在这里等我祷告。
And then he took Peter, James, and John, and told these three closest disciples that his soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death.
他带着彼得、雅各、约翰，他告诉他们说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。”
And then his instruction to them was, "Stay here and keep watch to pray."
你们在这里等候警醒。
And the reason given for them to do so was because so that they will not fall into temptation.
这个目的是要他们不让他们落入试探里面。
And so this reveals for us that Jesus cared for them more than he cared for himself.
这个第一个来告诉我们说，耶稣其实关心他们比起他比关心他自己更多。
Even though he was struggling with the cross in front of him.
即使耶稣他面对前面他即将面对的十字架。
But he was concerned that they will fall into temptation and sin against God.
但是他关心他的门徒，怕他们落入试探当中而得罪神。
And the word watch is used in relation to prayer, as verse 38 makes it very clear for us.
在这个警醒讲的是警醒祷告，在第三十八节有讲到。
It is combined together with prayer.
这个警醒跟祷告是合在一起的。
You know, when Jesus prayed for himself, he prayed this prayer.
在耶稣为他自己祷告的时候，他是这样祷告的。
If possible, the hour pass from him in verse 35.
在三十五节他说，倘若可行，便叫那时候过去。
You know, much, much earlier when Jesus came up into the ministry.
在更早之前，耶稣刚开始地上的事工的时候。
He often says this, "My hour has not yet come."
耶稣常说我的时候还没有到。
And the hour he is referring to is this moment where he is going to the cross.
他指的就是这个时候，他要上十字架的这个时候。
And so now the hour has come.
现在这个时候要来了。
So why did he make such a prayer?
为什么耶稣是这样子祷告呢？
Asking God to take away what he is about to be facing and what he came for.
为什么要耶稣对父神，要父神把这个时刻挪去呢？
You know, as a human being, all I can surmise is from my experience.
就一个受造物人来讲的话，我只能就我自己的经验来说。
You see, when you are waiting for something that you look forward to,
如果说我们这个等待一个我们很期待的事情的话
，and that thing is very important,
这个事情很重要的话
，and you are preparing for that day, maybe say your final exams.
可能我们就在等待这个可能或许期末考这一天来到的时候。
And tomorrow is that great exam that you have to take.
明天就是期末考了。
How do you feel?
你怎么样？你感觉如何呢？
Oftentimes we feel we are not ready for it.
很多时候我们觉得我们自己还没有准备好。
You know, we need more time to prepare for it.
还需要更多时间准备。
And so there is this stress and anxiety mounting up inside us.
这些忧虑，这些压力来累积起来。
And so in our humanness, we wish we have one more day or we have longer time.
在我们人性里面，我们希望能够有更多的时间准备。
Because we have this mixed feeling struggling inside of us.
因为我们内心里面有许多的挣扎。
Was the human Jesus feeling the same way as us?
耶稣的人性在这个时候显示出来了吗？
You know, I believe so. In his human frailty, he feel the same way as we do.
我相信是的，在这个时候，耶稣的人性，他做出这样祷告。
Because he had seen people dying on the cross.
因为他看过在十字架上受死的人。
How cruel, how painful it is.
这是多么残忍，多么痛苦的事情。
And so when his time comes, he's in his human frailty, he is just like us, struggling, and he asks God, God, can you get this away from me?
所以等到他来面对的时候，他在他的人性来发出，向父神发出了这样祷告。
Oh, there is no doubt that Jesus is willing to die for us.
当然神，耶稣他是愿意为我们受死的。
But he knew also at the same time that it is so painful and great suffering that he has to face.
但是同时他知道这是多么的痛苦，多么的难受的事情。
And in this passage, he also said that he used that phrase, he said it to his disciple, but I think it applies to himself as well, because he says, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
他这边在讲到说，他讲到他对他的门徒说，也是对他自己说，你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
And so in his human frailty, he was asking his father, can you just take away this cup of suffering? Let it pass by me?
在这个时候，耶稣的人性向神发出祷告，他说，如果可行的话，在这个时刻，便叫那时刻过去。
But it doesn't mean that he won't do it.
但这不表示说他不愿意上十字架。
Because the next thing after he prayed, he says, "But your will be done."
但是他马上接着下一句，他就说：“求你不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。”
And that's where prayer becomes important.
这就是为什么这祷告成为很重要的。
Because it refocuses you back to the will of God.
因为祷告让我们能够跟神来重新的对焦。
But at that moment, if death, you know, he felt that way because if death was just having a sword thrust into you and you drop dead there, it will be quick and easy.
这个时候他向神祷告说，如果说死亡临到的时候是很快的，快速的临到的。
But he knows it's going to be slow and excruciating.
但是他晓得这个十字架的酷刑是很慢，而且是很长久的。
Because it's going to be torturous for him.
因为他一开始会先被折磨。
And the Roman soldiers,They don't just kill you; they torture you before and until you die.
罗马士兵他不是就只是把你杀了，他是之前要先折磨你。
And they are good at doing it.
他们在这个很在行。
And not only that, think about it, because when Jesus carried the weight of the sin on his shoulder, his father is going to turn his face away from him.
不只是这样子，耶稣当承担所有世人的罪的时候。父神将掩面不看。
It speaks about the rejection God will at that moment be rejecting him when he has the whole sin of the world on him.
当耶稣承担全世界所有人的罪的时候，父神他也会他将与他没有办法与罪来相容。就是与他隔绝。
And the kind of rejection by your own father is greater than the physical pain you may feel.
这种隔绝是比起他身上肉体上的困难或是痛苦来的难过。
And God cannot look at him, God cannot be near him because the holy God cannot be around sin.
圣洁的父他没有办法看他，必须要掩面不看，他没有办法靠近他，因为他身上承担了所有的罪。
You know, to me, death in itself is not frightening.
对我来讲，死亡本身并不是可怕的。
But the uncertainty of what is to come is what is frightening.
对我来讲，比较可怕的是这些不确定性。
And we human beings like to be in control.
我们人类希望能够有能够掌控。
So the thought of the unknown.And the loss of control can be frightening.
对于未知的事情，对于没有办法控制的事情，我们通常会感到担忧。
Although Jesus knew where he was going,
但是耶稣他知道自己要往哪里去。
He knows he's going to rise from the dead.
他知道他三天之后会复活。
And he's going back to the Father after that.
他知道他会回到父神的旁边。
But that death, that physical death, is full of unknown.
但是死亡本身是充满未知的。
Even to him,
即使对耶稣来说
，because God cannot die,
因为神他是不能死的。
He has not tasted death before,
他没有尝过死味。
So the human Jesus can also be like us, afraid of the unknown.
所以耶稣那时候就是他的人性，就像我们一样，因为对死亡是未知的。
And so the turning away of God, away by God, and the disobedience of the disciple added up to all these feelings within him.
所以想到神掩面不看，想到看到他的门徒没有办法警醒祷告，让他相当的难过。
You know the feeling of being going to be betrayed, the feeling of going to be disappointed.
这个知道自己将被背叛，知道自己就是不被神来弃绝的时候。
You know Charles Spurgeon said this.
斯布珍曾经这样说过。
He says the flesh can bear only a certain number of wounds.
我们的肉身只能承担有限的伤痛
，and no more，
就不会再有了。
But the soul can bleed in 10,000 ways and die over and over again each hour。
但是我们的灵是可以承担成千上万的伤痛伤害，而不断的死去。
You know those kind of feelings of rejection and disappointment.Repeats in your mind and in your heart over and over again. If you have ever been disappointed before, you know what I'm talking about.
如果你曾经受到伤害，曾经受到弃绝，曾经受到背叛的话，你知道这个是什么意思。
It will keep playing in your mind.
因为你的内心就不断的在想这个事情。
And so in verse 37, when he came upon Peter, he found him still asleep.
所以三十七节，他耶稣回来看到彼得说他又睡着了。
And I'm sure his soul.Die once more.
所以他内心一定又再一次的死亡。
And he asked Simon, Simon, are you asleep?
他对彼得说，西门，你睡觉吗？
Could you not keep watch for 1 hour with me?
不能警醒片时吗？
You know, so it tells us that Jesus must have at least prayed an hour because Peter has slept at least an hour.
这就告诉我们，耶稣至少他祷告了一个小时，因为彼得他这边他说你。已经一个小时睡觉。
And then in verse 38, he told Peter again, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation."
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
You know, when we read this passage, we always think that, you know, the disciples are no good. They don't care. They don't want all these things about Jesus.
我们读这段经文的时候，常常会想到这些门徒，他们就是怎么这么糟糕，怎么不能醒过来，让为耶稣祷告呢
？But if you go to Luke chapter 22 verse 45, the same occasion, Luke gave us the reason why they were asleep.
路加福音的22:45讲到为什么
？Luke tells us that they were exhausted from sorrow.
路加福音讲到说他们是因为忧伤，所以感到精疲力竭。
In other words, they care.
换句话说，他们是关心耶稣的。
They were grieving themselves as well.
他们自己也是担心的，也是忧伤的。
So it wasn't as if they didn't care for Jesus.
所以这边他不是说他们不关心耶稣。
But they were grieving. They were tired from their grieving.
他们是因为忧伤，所以精疲力竭，所以这样子疲倦。
If you have been a child before, and most of us have.And when you are crying for a long time, what happened after that?
孩子如果说哭了很久很久之后，他们会之后接下来会怎么样
？You sleep, right?
他就睡觉嘛，是吗
？Your dad, your mom don't have to pat you to sleep. You just fall asleep.
爸爸妈妈不用这个哄你睡觉，你就哭了哭久了就自然睡着了。
Because you grow tired after you cry too long.
因为哭了很久之后就很累，就睡着了。
You see, that's what Jesus meant by your spirit is willing.But your flesh is weak.
这边就是耶稣说，你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
They care, but their body cannot take the pain.
他们内心关心耶稣，但是他们没有办法承担这样子一个痛苦。
Some people will say that you know, the temptation that is referring to is a foretelling of Peter's denial later.
这边在讲到是38节的迷惑或是试探，讲到是这个彼得之后的三次不认主。
But in this context, this immediate context, it's talking about falling into temptation and sinning against God when Peter cut the 7 years of the high priest off.
但是在这个地方讲到的是彼得他看到这个犹大带一些祭司大祭司和他的仆人来的时候，他砍下了一个仆人的耳朵。
Because Peter has disobeyed Jesus' instruction. Earlier, when Jesus, on the Sermon on the Mount, he preached, he says, do not pay evil with evil, but love your enemies.
因为耶稣他之前他的教导是说要不能以恶报恶而是要替他们不能以恶报恶。
And Jesus was warning him, you know, if you don't pray and you act on your own and using your flesh, you're going to sin against God.
这边耶稣教导的是说，如果说你是用自己的方式来解决事情的话，你就会得罪神。
And Jesus is saying this not so much of just theory and teachings that he has.
耶稣在这边并不只是讲说他之前的教导。
But he has personal experience of his own through prayer.
因为耶稣他自己也经历过这样的事情。
He overcame the temptation of Satan in the desert, in the wilderness, by prayer and by using the scripture.
他在旷野里面受试探的时候，他透过祷告来胜过这些试探。
And now in the Garden of Gethsemane, the temptation that he faced is to ask God to take away the cup of suffering. He overcame it by prayer. Let your will be done.
在客西马尼园，他在这边在讲到的是耶稣他的祷告，他同样胜过了试探，因为他说，照你的意思来成就。
Thus he knew the importance of praying.
因为他知道他这个祷告的重要性。
Which will help you help him overcome temptation and not fall into sin.
祷告能够帮助他，也帮助我们来胜过试探而不犯罪。
So even if the flesh is weak and the spirit is willing, it can be overcome because the power of the spirit is helping us.
即使我们肉体软弱，我们借着祷告，圣灵能够帮助我们胜过试探。
It was.Praying that enabled him to say, "Yet not what I will, but Your will be done."
算是透过祷告，他说是能够不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
But unfortunately, the disciples did not understand, and they prefer sleep over praying.
但是呢，门徒他们不了解，他们就不断的一直睡着。
You know, just like many of us, right?
就很像我们当中，我们不是吗
？Right, just before you go to bed, you say, "Oh, okay, I must spend time to pray," but You know, you go in one sentence, two sentences, and you are asleep.
我们在上床前可能说，我要花点时间祷告，然后讲一两句就睡着了。
Even sometimes in the morning when you wake up and you do your quiet time and then you spend time to pray, one, two sentences, you fall back to sleep too.
我们有时候早上起来做这个灵修晨更的时候，这个读一两句，不就也很容易睡着，不是吗
？And even if we look at our church prayer meeting, you testify to this.that we do not like to pray.
我们教会祷告会看到说我们不喜欢祷告。
But we like to eat.
但是我们喜欢吃。
Right?
是吗
?You know, so, that's why, you know, I say, maybe we should provide food at the prayer meeting and so people will come.
所以我说或许祷告会应该提供食物这样大家就会来不是吗
?And actually there's a church down the road that did that. Dinner with prayer.
在附近的一个教会，他就是说晚上祷告会有提供晚餐。
You know, the National Day of Prayer that week, they had this, calling people to come and pray. It's a dinner with prayer or dinner after prayer or something like that.
在全国祷告会那一天，他们晚上就是有这个晚餐祷告会。
You know, the physical food may fill your stomach.
这个食物或许能够让我们的肉体饱足。
But the spiritual prayer will help you.Go the extra mile with God as you journey on this earth.
但是我们的祷告能够让我们的灵命能够更加的来长进。
So I have to ask the question is Jesus disappointed with us?
所以说这边在讲到是耶稣对我们失望吗
？And I think he is.
我想耶稣是的。
Especially when he thinks about praying.
尤其他是在讲到祷告的时候。
But I think what disappoints him most is not just not praying, but it is the falling into temptation and sinning against him.
更有甚者，耶稣对更失望的是，让我们是落入试探，而且是对得罪神。
And so let's not disappoint him by spending more time to pray that we will overcome temptations and sins.
我们让不让耶稣失望，第一个就是我们要来祷告，然后让能够胜过试探，胜过罪。
You see, it's the failure to pray that explains why we use our human wisdom and strength to even serve God, just as the disciples did.
没有祷告，就是用我们自己的来肉体来行事啊，这就像这些门徒，他们用肉体，他们就睡着了。
Because you look at this story or this occasion, they failed to pray, and the moment they woke up, and when the soldiers are coming, the first thing, their first reaction, the first action of how they deal with the problem was to draw their swords.
因为我们这边看到他们睡着以后起来，这些卖耶稣来捉拿耶稣的人来的时候，他们第一个反应就是他们拿出他们的刀来。
And drawing the sword means that they're going to defend themselves with their own strength and might.
这就表示说他们要用自己的力气来抵抗。
To deal with whatever the problem that is coming towards them.
来处理他们要面对的问题。
And then we see Peter cut off the ear of the servant.
我们看到彼得他砍掉这个大祭司的仆人的耳朵。
You see, not only they use their own human strength to deal with serving God here, serving Jesus, they also harm people along the way.
他不但是让他们没有办法跟耶稣祷告，他也在中间也伤害了人。
Their failure to pray led them to react in human ways.
他们没有祷告，所以他们用人的方式来解决问题。
And it explains why.We have so much problem in the church.
这就是解释我们为什么教会有许多的问题。
We use our human wisdom and strength to serve the Lord.
我们用我们人的智慧、人的方法来服侍神。
And we think we are doing the right thing and doing a good thing, but along the way we have harmed and even destroyed many people's lives.
我们觉得我们在服侍神，但是我们用自己的方式，这中间也伤害了人。
Whom we are supposed to be serving them.
我们必须要服侍他们，但是我们却伤害了他们。
Second disappointment.
第二个失望。
Jesus went away a second time. He made the same prayer.
耶稣第二次去，他也做同样的祷告。
He came back a second time. He saw what the disciples still asleep.
他又看到他的门徒又睡着了。
This is in verses 39 to 40.
39到40节。
And Mark tells us that Jesus asked them the question.Why are you still sleeping? They did not know what to say. Mark tells us.
耶稣说：“你们怎么又睡着了？”他们也不知道怎么样回答。
They have nothing to say.
他们没有理由，没有借口了。
You know, when you are guilty, you are caught red-handed. There's nothing you can say.
如果你被逮个正着，你没有无话可说。
But what would Jesus feel when he see them sleeping the second time?
但是耶稣他内心怎么感觉感受呢？
Was he angry or give up on them?
耶稣有愤怒，耶稣有放弃他们吗？
We are not told.
我们不知道。
But we know that he went away.
我们知道耶稣又走了。
But the feeling of guilt.
但是这种愧疚感
did not stop them from sleeping.
并没有让他们无法入睡。
See, guilt don't change a thing.
愧疚感没有办法改变任何事情。
A person can feel guilty.
一个人可以感到愧疚。
For what he did or what he did not do.
他做或是没有做的事情。
But you will not change him.
但是不会改变这个人。
Guilt alone cannot change anyone.
愧疚感他没有办法改变一个人。
Only God himself can.
只有神能够改变一个人。
Unless we are willing to talk to God, like Jesus did, your will always be your will, not God's will.
除非我们愿意来让神来改变我们，要不然我们的意志或者我们的愧疚永远都还是我们停留在人的方式。
And when we are willing to do that, we'll be closer to change, we'll be closer to overcome temptation and sin.
但是我们当我们愿意听耶稣，愿意让神来改变我们的话，我们就更向他迈进一步。
So it is not enough to feel guilty.
所以说感到愧疚其实不够的。
But you got to go another step. Surrender yourself completely to God.
但是我们必须要再往前一步向神完全的交出主权。
In fact, you have to surrender your whole life to God so you won't use your own human wisdom and strength to follow or to serve Him.
我们必须要将我们的全人来献上让神来在我们生命中掌权。
And if you don't pray, you will just go right back to sleep.
如果我们不祷告的话，我们就继续睡觉了。
Third disappointment.
第三个失望。
I'm moving pretty fast right now.
这个蛮快的。
Because halfway through I realized there's communion.
我们知道我们有一个等一下有圣餐。
Verses 41 to 42.
最后两节41到42节。
And so Jesus went away a third time.
耶稣离开第三次。
And he prayed again and he returned again disappointed.
第三次他回来的时候他还是失望的。
And so this third time he says, are you still sleeping and resting?
现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吗？
Enough, the hour has come, he says.
够了，时候到了。
Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go.
看啊，人子被卖在罪人手里，起来，我们走吧。
Here comes my betrayer.
看啊，那卖我的人进了。
Because Judas was leading the enemies, he saw that he's coming.
因为犹大领着这些要捉拿耶稣的人来了。
The disciples who were asleep now is wide awake.
这些门徒现在终于惊醒了。
You know, before they were unaware that temptation is lurking at their doorsteps.
因为之前他们不知道这个试探在他们的门伏在他们门口。
But now awake, they know what's going on.
但是他们现在知道他们这些试探是什么了。
They immediately drew their swords.
他马上抽出他们的刀来。
To defend themselves.
来保护他们自己。
See, because they didn't pray, as I said earlier.
因为刚刚就像我们刚刚说，他并没有祷告。
Thus, the third disappointment was more than just not listening to Jesus to watch and pray, but also falling into temptation and sinning against God, as I said earlier.
第三个失望就是不只是没有祷告，而且是因为没有祷告，所以就是得罪了神以人的方式来解决问题。
When Peter took the knife and cut off the servant's ear.
当彼得他抽出刀来切了这个仆人的耳朵的时候。
And this, I think, is the hardest or the most disappointing thing that Jesus felt because this is all he has been teaching them for the last 3 years and yet they have not learned the lesson.
我想这是耶稣最失望的事情，因为这是耶稣过去三年多来教导他们的事情，但是他们最后还是同样的反应。
Love your enemies. Don't pay evil with evil.
爱你的敌人不要以恶报恶。
You know, have you ever been disappointed before?
我们有没有失望过？
Have you ever been betrayed by those you love and trust?
我们有被那些我们爱、我们信任的人背叛过呢？
Not just once, but many times.
不止一次，好多次。
Even though we know that it's better to trust God than to trust man.
即使我们内心知道说我们相信神比相信人更好。
In fact, in John 2:22, we are told that even Jesus himself did not dare to entrust himself to man.
在约翰福音二章二十二节讲到说，即使耶稣他也没有相信人。
Because he knew how untrustworthy man can be.
因为耶稣他知道人是怎么样不可信赖的。
In other words, he only entrusted his whole life to Jesus Christ, to his Father.
也就是说，耶稣他只把他的生命交给父神。
It is only after we are disappointed by men that we wish we have trusted God more.
当我们把我们的这个信赖放在人身上的时候，失望的时候，才知道说我们应该要把我们的盼望放在父神的身上。
But it is too late by then.
但是有时候都太迟了。
Just as Jesus feel, we may be feeling the same way when we are disappointed.
就像耶稣这边所说的，他们没有精心祷告。
You see, we should trust God. Why?
我们必须要常常来相信父神。
We should trust him more than man.
我们要相信父神，相信神胜过相信人。
Because the Bible has shown us that God is faithful even when man is unfaithful.
圣经里面教导我们神是守信的，即使人是小信的。
And even believers can disappoint us.
即使信徒、基督徒也会让我们失望。
As we see, his closest disciples disappointed him.
因为我们看到他最亲近的门徒也让他失望了。
But did God give up on them?
但是神他有弃绝他们吗？
No, Jesus remained faithful, and he even restored Peter himself.
没有，耶稣是守信的，他甚至把这个彼得让他能够重新恢复起来。
In fact, he made him to become the pillar of the church.
耶稣让彼得成为这个教会的柱石。
But unlike Judas. Peter repented.
但是不像彼得不像犹大彼得最后悔改了。
Judas went and hanged himself.
犹大最后上吊自杀了。
You know, guilt just make him feel so bad that he went to kill himself.
愧疚感让犹大感到很糟糕，最后他没有他只结束就这样子结束自己的生命。
Guilt did not make him to repent because he did not want to repent.
愧疚感没有让他悔改。他自己不想悔改。
So if you feel guilty, and if you are not willing to repent, it can destroy you just like it destroyed Judas.
如果你心里面有愧疚感，但是你不愿意来悔改的话，就像这个愧疚感毁掉犹大一样，我们也会被毁掉。
The key is repentance.
所以最重要的是要悔改。
Because without repentance, God cannot restore anyone.
没有悔改，神没有办法恢复任何一个人。
Nor can he use them.
他也没有办法用任何一个人。
And without repentance, we cannot restore our relationship with one another as well.
没有悔改，我们中间的关系破碎的关系也没有办法重建。
You see, Jesus came into the world to die for us.
耶稣来到世上为我们的罪而死。
So we can be restored back to the Father and to one another as his children.
所以我们能够和父神恢复原本的关系。
And Jesus says he calls us his friend, not his enemies.
耶稣说我们是他的朋友，不是他的敌人了。
And he calls us to love one another as his disciples.
他也说我们成为他的门徒是要彼此相爱。
But oftentimes we find that we treat one another like enemies more than brothers and sisters in Christ.
但是很多时候我们是彼此用像敌人一般对待，而不像弟兄姐妹这样对待。
He calls us to be faithful followers, but we are unfaithful to him, and even at times turn away from him.
他叫我们有些时候对神，他也我们也没有紧紧跟随他，甚至有些时候是背叛他。
You see, in the failure of repentance, you are still tied to sin.
如果我们没有悔改，真正悔改的话，我们还是和罪有关系的。
You know.And Jesus, he supposedly has set you free.
耶稣他其实已经把我们从罪的捆绑里面挣脱出来了。
But because we go back to sin and we do not want to repent, we are still tied to sin.
但是因为我们不愿意悔改，所以我们和罪仍然是有关系的。
You see, Roman soldiers are good at torturing their prisoners, I said earlier.
就像我们今天讲的罗马士兵他们很在行来折磨他们的这些犯人。
And one of the most heinous and wicked way for them to torture a person or a prisoner was to tie a prisoner with another dead prisoner.
他们其中一个很可怕的方式就是把一个活的人犯看死的人犯绑在一起。
In other words, you have a living and a dead bound together face to face.
他们就面对面把你绑在一起。
Hand to hand, all tied together.
手脚都绑在一起。
Until the living is choked by the stench.Of the dead,
直到这个活人最被这个臭味这个呛死为止。
See, when we live as an unrepentant sinner, we have allowed Satan to bind us to our old self.
如果没有悔改的话，我们就容许撒旦让我们跟罪绑在一起。
And we are actually dying, embraced to our own evil twin.
其实我们是为了因为我们自己的私欲和邪念最后而死的。
Unless we turn away from our wicked ways.
除非我们弃绝我们原本的这样的方式。
1 John 1:9 tells us that God is faithful to forgive us when we repent of our sins.
约翰一书1:9讲到说神是信实的，他要赦免我们的一切不义。
And John is writing to Christians.
约翰是写给这些信徒的。
God is faithful and ready to forgive us.
神是信实的，他是随时随地愿意来赦免那些悔改的人。
But this does not mean we can abuse this verse or this promise by going back to sin and then ask for forgiveness and then go back to sin.
这不表示我们可以滥用这样子一个特权不断的犯罪，不断的回到神面前来请求原谅。
You see, repentance must have fruit.
悔改必须要有结出果子。
Genuine repentance must have fruit.
真正的悔改是会结出果子的。
Remember what John the Baptist says, and he said it in a very strong and negative way.
施洗约翰他曾经这样说过。
He, when the people were coming to him to be baptized, and John told them, "You brood of vipers, who do not produce the fruits of repentance."
他说，你毒蛇的种类，你们不结出义的果子。
You see, repentance must have fruits.
真正的悔改是必须要有有这个结出果子的。
Just like life and death cannot be coexisting together.
生和死不能同时存在的。
Either you are dead or you are alive in Christ.
你不是生就是死在基督里面。
You know, and if you are dead to sin, but you still tie yourself to sin, you are still dead.
如果我们是对罪死，但是我们自己还是跟罪绑在一起的话，我们还是死的。
If you don't want to disappoint Jesus,Don't live in sin and repent if you have sin.
我们不想要让耶稣失望的话，我们就不要跟罪继续跟罪在活在罪中的生活。
And you need to pray that you will not fall into temptation and sin against God.
也要祷告，不要让我们落入试探并且跟随主。
Because a lack of prayer is the cause of our falling into temptation and sinning against Him.
缺乏祷告常常是我们就落入试探的一个开始。
And that's why Jesus in his prayer when he taught his disciples was lead us not into temptation and deliver us from all evil.
所以说耶稣在主导文里面讲到说让我们 不落入试探救我们脱离凶恶。
So, if you have not heard anything I've been saying to today, just remember, pray.
如果今天大家记得一件我祷告我这个传这个今天早上信息的一件事情就是祷告。
And as we come to an end, as we prepare ourselves to meet the Lord's table,
我们要准备我们的心来开始今天的圣餐的时候呢
,Let us come to Him in prayer to prepare our heart for this time as we remember the great grace that He has did for us to deliver us, to set us free from sin.
我们来思念主耶稣基督的恩典，他的死让我们能够从罪的权势里面释放出来。